Instead of cutting all our cabbage plants, we shall leave a few in the ground until the end of the summer. Soon the heart of each plant will open, and long stems will grow up from its center. Small yellow flowers then appear on these stems. Each flower has four little yellow leaves or petals, which grow in the form of a cross. For this reason, the cabbage and many other plants, such as the turnip, the mustard, and the wallflower, which have flowers of the same shape, get the name of cross-bearers. It's well to know that none of the plants in this class are poisonous. There are several other useful plants that grow in our gardens which are really cabbages, although we call them by other names. One of these is the cauliflower, and another is the broccoli. A great mass of white flower buds grows in the middle of each of these plants, and when this mass of buds is boiled, it's good to eat. Another kind of cabbage sends up a tall stem, on the sides of which little bundles of green leaves grow in balls. These are called Brussels sprouts. Then we have the cabbage called kale, which has long, curly leaves, and the Savoy cabbage, with short, wrinkled leaves. A kind of cabbage which grows in Jersey, which has a stem taller than a man. Walking sticks are sometimes made from its stems. It's a good thing that there are so many kinds of cabbages, for some are ready for eating at one time, and some at another, so that we can have cabbages for dinner all the year round.